everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report. And this is episode number 87. Yeah, we're getting up there. And it is brought to you by Shake and Wake Radio, and our thanks to Annie, who is a personal friend of mine. It's also aired on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. The title of today's show is something I don't think anybody's going to be really surprised at, especially if you listen to a show like this. The title is When We No Longer Trust the Science. Yeah, we'll get into that a little deeper rather quickly. Okay, and again, the mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truths and facts in a country increasingly forbidden or forbidding of these very concepts. And we look around and we see that and we talk about it. If this wasn't the case, would we even be doing these shows? Our mission is to keep you armed with vital truth as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or inclusion or shadow banning or whatever. That being the sponsor of this show, TLBTalk.com, a social media platform that invites you to come and say what needs to be said. A link to any references used in this show's presentation will be included in tomorrow's show article, published on the Liberty Beacon by noon central every Thursday, including active links to other pertinent data points and any articles used for the show. Stephen, how are you today, my friend?
I made it here. They haven't taken me away yet.
Well, I wouldn't hold my breath too long on that one. But anyway.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, I know. All right, so let me continue here. I will always state that the message I bring to you today is not entertainment. Here Roger goes again. Nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability depending on our course of action. And I still get blowback for that. Why do you say our course of action, Roger? Because every time I do a show, I'm telling you about their course of action. How many other good radio announcers have we got or hosts on RBN? How many times do they talk about their course of action? How many other alternative media sources talk about the course of action of our government and the tyrants all around us, what we're suffering? All we hear every day, people, is their course of action. It's what gets us up in arms. It's what makes us angry. It's what makes us do shows like this. It's what makes some of you write the articles you do. It is their course of action we are pushing back against. But what did I say? I said this is all depending on our course of action. When's the last time you read an article or heard somebody do an entire show? And yes, I will. Very soon, as a matter of fact. That discusses in total our course of action. What exactly are we going to do to push back against this tyranny? Now, there's a lot of people saying we should, and there's a lot of people telling you why we should, but what in fact do we need to do, and why the hell haven't we started to do it yet? The tyranny is so thick around us, it's insane. I'm telling you, people, in the very near future, Steve and I will have a show whereby we will discuss our course of action. What the hell we need to do to save America and humanity from what's right in front of our face getting stuffed down our throat, whether we like it or not. Yes, they have technology. Yes, they have money. We have $8 billion. The point here is, people, the more you tell me that all of this depends on their course of action, the more I realize you're not doing any homework at all. Until the day we step up to define our course of action and tell them exactly what they're going to suffer if they continue and make it happen, not a false promise or a hollow promise, until we do that, they look at us as a hollow promise, as a hollow threat, as a hollow anything. Because of all the things we have done, the one thing we have not done is stated with any clarity whatsoever our course of action. And with that, I will continue on. So we'll get down to business and we will jump into this week's show. Again, the show title, When We No Longer Trust the Science. Now, we've been hearing that for years, at least 3 years, we've been hearing trust the science, haven't we? So let's jump into these points. Let's jump into when we no longer trust the science. Pre-pandemic, we still placed high trust in our doctors. That trust has largely been betrayed during the plandemic, scamdemic, pandemic, you bet, years. And by what? And I don't know. How about we talk about a few blatant examples? How about we listen to the guy who was responsible for stuffing most of this in our face, telling us to follow the science? The only problem with that is most of the people listening to this show, Steve, my co-host, and myself, we were all following the science and finding one issue, one problem after another after another. The science was so settled. The vaccines were so safe. You absolutely needed to get it. Except our government, in conjunction with Big Pharma, was attempting to hide over 1,200 deadly or seriously damaging side effects for 75 years from you and I. But yet they tell you, follow the science. Got a question for you, Steve. How do you follow the science if they hide it for 75 years?
You're supposed to be mind readers. That's how.
I guess so. Thank you, Steve. That's the best answer I could have expected. Thank you. Okay, well, next point.
It's trust the science, but not that science, our science.
Yeah, your science. Okay, so let's go to that. That's my next point. What did Fauci tell us when we started saying follow the science? What do you mean follow the science? Fauci came back less than a week later and told all of America and the world, I am the science. This is what he told us. Fauci said, I am the science. And now that we know all of the lies, now that we know all of the misrepresentations, now that we know the death and suffering as a result of I am the science, what the hell is going to happen to Fauci? If that guy doesn't go to prison, I will never have any trust in this legal system again. He is directly responsible for so many deaths you can't even imagine. But I am the science! Remember that, and don't ever question him. How about the vaccine is safe and effective? How many times did you hear that from your rep? How many times did you hear that from the FDA? How many times did you hear that from the CDC? How many times did you hear that from NIAID? How many times did you hear the vaccine is safe and effective? And that doesn't hold a candle to. How did I start all of this off? Pre-pandemic, we still placed high trust in our doctors. That trust has largely been betrayed during the pandemic, scandemic, plandemic years. Okay, so what is my point? Okay, the vaccine is safe and effective. When Fauci tells me that, I can chuckle. When Biden says that, I can chuckle because I tend to know better. But if I go in to see my family physician, and you all have heard me say this before, and I've got my three-year-old child sitting on my lap, and the doctor comes up to me and says, what can I do for you today, Mr. Landry? And I say, well, my child needs to get vaccines before he can go to daycare. I want to know, do you recommend the COVID-19 vaccine for small children? Is it safe? If your doctor looks at you and says, remember, they get a kickback for every one of those vaccines they give out, and it ain't small. And he says to you, no problem, Mr. Landry, give that shot. We'll give that shot to your baby here. It's safe and effective. I'm going to tell you something. At this point, if you don't pick your child up and walk out of that doctor's office and never go back again, then what does that say for how much you really care about your child? How's about a little bit of myocarditis? How's about a little bit of infertility? How's about a little bit of blood clots in either the heart, the brain, or elsewhere? How's about, you really want to give that to your child? And now the government, which I don't know, you would have to believe is part of this total global push to drive humanity down under a billion people. Yeah. You've got to understand, right, that this is all for the good of you and me, that your doctor knows best, except that anybody that has done their homework knows this is the most dangerous vaccine ever given to humanity. Not only that, but this is the first time I can say this with total clarity from top to bottom. It isn't a vaccine. It never was a vaccine. It can't be a vaccine. Why? Because a vaccine does three things. It's a prerequisite to be a vaccine. It has to keep your body from picking up a virus. Okay? It has to keep your body from storing that virus, and it has to keep you from shedding it or giving it to someone else. We know for a fact the COVID-19 shots, jabs, not vaccines, can't keep you from getting it. Nope. Can't keep your body from storing it. Nope. Can't keep you from giving it to someone else. But you are going to take a chance of your child's life being totally destroyed, or that child never being able to have children. Why? Why? Because your doctor told you to. The science, people. The science. It's safe and effective. That is the most damaging lie that has been told in this country for many years. How many people in America have received this? Fully vaccinated. How many people have had reactions? How many people have died? How many doctors told you that when you went in to get the shot, especially for your children? How about my next point, okay? Partially destroy the military for no reason whatsoever. Okay? This is not a vaccine. It cannot, I just said this, keep you from getting, storing, or giving it. Yet, in the military, especially in places like tanks, submarines, airplanes, where you're in close quarters, if you weren't fully vaccinated, you needed to go. Even if you were about to retire, you needed to go. Except the person who wasn't vaccinated and probably didn't even have COVID was far less dangerous than the person who was fully vaccinated and is actually a super spreader. So you kicked out all of the people who may not have been any danger to anybody at all, and you only allowed the people to stay in those confined quarters that could cause damage and death to those around them by passing on the spike protein, the COVID-19. This is the science, people. You take one of the most prolific, one of the most powerful, one of the most well-planned militaries the planet has ever seen, and you tell them you either take this deadly vaccine or you get out of the military. The hell do you think that did to our readiness, people? Add that to the new wokeness. Add that to the new LGBTQ+ that's now in the military. And what you have is a military that they are now talking about allowing illegals who came across the border to go into our military because they cannot find enough of yous and me's to fill the ranks anymore. Gee, I wonder why, people. When you tell people you need to take a deadly vaccine in order to stay in, and all those who don't need to leave because you're dangerous, when in fact it's just the opposite, what the hell is going on? What the hell is going on? Unless you are intentionally trying to weaken the U.S. military. Gee, you cannot have global governance until the cowboys of the world are brought to their knees. You got a strong military, you ain't going to your knees too quick. You got a military that has been intentionally knocked to its knees. That's a big leg up for bringing America to its knees. Anybody who doesn't understand what I just said, how about listening to the last half a dozen shows I did on this? How about the next point, okay? How about how many businesses, small to medium size, were destroyed? The science we know wasn't good. The lockdowns weren't necessary. The vaccines were not necessary. They were even worse than the actual possible disease. But the lockdowns were the cream on the cake. They were the cherry on whatever. The icing on the cake, whatever you want to call it, okay? The lockdowns destroyed a lot of small and medium-sized businesses. And a lot of this was choreographed and instituted and pushed along by large global corporations who see small and medium-sized businesses as a direct competition to their products. But if we wanted to get rid of a lot of them, couldn't we just make that part of our plandemic or our scamdemic? Couldn't we just destroy a massive number of small and medium-sized businesses? Couldn't we? And they did. How about unexplained death rising globally in the vaccinated? Unexplained deaths, which means they're not telling you it's from the foot and a half long to 2 foot long clots that were found in the bloodstream. They're not telling you it's from blood clots in the brain that caused, aneurysms. They're not talking about the myocarditis. They're not talking about. And how many of these deaths were actually blamed on the COVID-19 vaccine instead of COVID? Again, we have been lied to on levels you would never expect about things that literally are going to change you and your children's lives going forward. Everything that is happening, everything that's in your face, everything that's destroying your life, everything that's destroying your children's future is based on lies that have been in preparation for at least 100 years and in overdrive for the last 10. Not a joke, people. How about the next point? How about children wearing masks all day? That's disaster waiting to happen, people. And how many of you have heard Roger say this? Because he's going to say it again. All right? You put a mask on a child and you tell that child he has or she has to wear a mask all day long, especially if they're in school. Okay, now what you've done is children grow up, they have to have that social interaction. You have, with social distancing and masks, you have all but destroyed that. And what you are doing is you are making it that much harder for your children to go forward because they don't have the ability to make those relationships that were made so easy with playing with kids on the playground, with talking with kids in the hallway, with none of this is good anymore. But that's not the worst part, people. It gets much worse. When you have a child wearing a mask all day long, even those who go into operating rooms and wear these masks only put them on just as the decision is about to be made and take them off as soon as it's done. Why? Because when you wear a mask, how long do you think it takes for the moisture in your breath to block a lot of the pores in that mask? Once that happens, then what you are exhaling, which is something your body says is toxic and it needs to get rid of, stays on that mask. Okay? When you inhale what the body needs. When you exhale what the body doesn't need, what's toxic, what it needs to get rid of. After about 15, 20 minutes of wearing that mask, for the rest of the day, every time that child breathes in, they will be breathing back in a good portion of the toxins they breathed out. We will end up with a lot of sickly kids going forward. This has already happened, and we're hearing it may be ready to happen again. The fallout from this will come over time. But the fact that anybody thinks that it is medically a-okay to have kids wear masks 18 to 20 hours a day, kids to wear masks when they're in a car with the window closed, kids to wear masks when they're at home, are you freaking kidding me? Anybody who doesn't understand breathing in, good stuff. Breathing out, bad stuff. Needs to do a little homework. But what we are doing to our children is a major smackdown. And in the coming years, we will see that. But how many of us will look back on that and say, I remember that. That's because of this. How many of you? Yeah. Okay. Unexplained deaths, we've already brought it up, but I'll push that just a little bit more. We're talking about deaths that are increasing at a rate that is alarming researchers across the planet. Yeah, vaccinated personnel just up and dying. And I would tell you the unexplained death part is more than likely the government or Big Pharma stepping in to offer these people, I don't know, money or bribes or threats to state that the cause of death was unexplained. Yeah, or unknown. I would guarantee you that since you see like almost all of this in the vaccine or the vaccinated group, there's a little bit more than what we're being told. Would anybody agree with that? Now, part of the reason I believe we have so many things going on all around us, so many disasters, big and small, is because your attention needs to be distracted from two big things. The first thing is global governance is stepping in. The second thing is how many people are actually dying unexplained death across the planet. And you won't get a good answer for that because they know you shouldn't have that number. They know it's not good for them. And they also know it's only going to get bigger faster. Did you hear what I just said? But yet they're telling you that your kids now have in their mandatory shots to go to school each year, you have COVID-19 shots for your kids, whether you like it or not. And how many of you going forward will your doctor say you have to have that as a yearly shot? How many? And will you take it? Will you? Will you make your kids take it? This is what we're talking about, people. Going forward, what has been the acceptability of what we were told was the science? All right. So how about an explosion of cancers globally in the vaccinated? Wait a minute. We were told that if you had DNA in these vaccines and it was going throughout the body and it was finding its way into cells, and that this could be an instigator for cancer. Explosion of cancers globally in the vaccinated. And it gets worse than that. I have read stories, done shows, and published articles about people who had cancer, went through the complete treatment, were told they were cured, they had no cancer, have gone back 2, 3, 4 years in a row, and every time, nope, you're clean, nope, you're clean, nope, you're clean. And then they went and got their COVID shots, and now their cancer is back at a level they couldn't even remember. It's so bad. How many of you have been told by your doctor that if you take this shot and you had cancer before, you're probably going to have it again, the same cancer? How many of you were told that? How many of you were told that one of the biggest, I don't know, fallouts seems to be cancer from this shot? How many of you were told that? How many? I would bet your doctor didn't tell you any of this. Now, there might be some of you out there who have doctors that are on the front line, telling the truth the whole nine yards. The point is, nowadays, that doesn't bring them in a lot of money. And two, it may get them to the point where they will have their license taken away, or they may just have a car accident on the way home. Anybody thinks that I'm, I don't know, stretching that a little bit too far? I'm not. There's already reports of doctors dying at an unheard of rate across the planet. How many of you would like to bet that a large majority of those I just mentioned were those who were standing up against tyranny in humanity's faith? How many? Yeah. So, again, not only is cancer exploded, but if you had cancer before and you're fully vaccinated, there's a damn good chance you got it again. And it's the same cancer, and you will probably find out it will attack your body even worse than it did the first time around. Yeah. Okay, how about DNA integration? This may result in chromosomal instability and cancer. Yeah. Gee, what did I just say? DNA integration. Now, we also have doctors out there screaming, you need to stop this because that DNA going into people's bodies is not a good thing. It isn't. But at the same time, we've got the CDC and the FDA saying, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's not going to hurt anybody. It's safe and effective. Yeah, I just told a joke. First off, it's not funny. And second off, how many of you want to bet that's exactly what happened? Yeah. Okay. So let's carry this down. And I will tell you after the break, I do have a bit of an article I would like to roll along as well. Okay. Government suppression of serious adverse reactions that occurred in one out of every 800 shots given, and there were billions given. Did you hear what I just said? Government suppression of serious adverse reactions that occurred in one out of 800 jabs. There is an estimated 6 billion jabs. Why don't you divide 800 into 6 billion to figure out how many the government is willing to say got hurt? And I will tell you the number may be 10 to 50 times bigger than that. People, the reason there are so many disasters going on all around you is because you can't be allowed to focus on this issue. What jab side effects are hidden, people? What won't we see for years? How about massive infertility? You won't see that right away. But we already know that these jabs do cause infertility. And if you have given this multiple times to over 5 billion people, don't you think they're already on their way to knocking the total population of this planet to its knees? Hey. And anybody who thinks that's all, it isn't. Because my last line before the commercial is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Steve, it's all yours, my friend.
I was just going to say, Italy. Italy is already seeing the effects. They haven't had a birth this year.
I know. And again, there are others saying it may be as a result of something else, and they're trying to explain what else it may be. But people like you and I know they'll do everything they can to, I don't know, misdirect us away from that.
All right, folks, we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, everybody. Again, TLBTalk.com. This is a place where you can go and discuss the type of things that you hear on this network. This is a place where you can go and say the things you know need to be said and nobody else is letting you say. As long as you're not doing something that's illegal, saying something that's illegal, that you're not so vulgar that nobody even wants to talk to you. But we do have a block button. The point is that there are far too many places today where we can go. We're being invited to go and talk as long as you talk about what they say you can talk about. And I got to tell you something, people. That's not the America I was told I lived in. But if I look around, Anyway, let's get back to this topic. I'm going to go into an article for the second half of the show. The article is called The Propaganda That Is Selective Science. Oh, gee, what was Roger talking about in the first half of the show? Again, this is by Lori Wintz, W-E-I-N-T-Z, Wintz. The Propaganda That Is Selective Science. All right, here's two quotes. I'm calling for the halt of the use of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Joseph Lapadapo, L-A-D-A-P-O, and he's the Florida Surgeon General. The second quote, it is hard to believe that this doctor actually issued that statement. This is Dr. Paul Offit. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be profane. Please forgive me. But yeah, Dr. Paul Offit. Oh, I did it again. Sorry. Okay, so let's get into again, the title of this article is The Propaganda That Is Selective Science. For those who are not doctors, which happens to be most of us, we depend on those few who have dedicated years of their lives to scientific and medical fields to help inform us so we can make good decisions about our own health. Abso-freaking-lutely. Heading into the pandemic, a public largely jaded towards media and the government still placed high trust in their doctors. Who else just said that? That trust has largely been betrayed during the COVID-19 pandemic years. CDC and FDA consultant Dr. Paul Offit's response to concerns that the mRNA COVID shots may not be safe is an example of that betrayal. Remember, safe and effective. Okay, here we go. In this specific case, the Florida Surgeon General called for an end to the use of Pfizer and Moderna mRNA COVID-19 shots due to the discovery of DNA fragments in the vaccines, including, listen to me, including the SV40 promoter. Okay. What is SV40? SV40 was something they used to find in simian monkeys, and it used to find its way into some of our vaccines, and it is a promoter of cancer. And this, along with the DNA fragments, is in your COVID-19 shots. Gee, did Roger just say cancer is streaming up across the planet, and those who were cured aren't anymore? Oh, my God. Yeah. The discovery of DNA fragments in the vaccines, including the SV40 promoter, which is associated with cancer. The concern is integration, which is when foreign DNA becomes incorporated into chromosomal DNA, becoming part of the human genome. If that's the case, you're in trouble. Well, this doctor wrote to the FDA, okay, and this is the Surgeon General of Florida, on December 6, 2023, asking if the proper assessments have been conducted on the mRNA shots to address the following risks identified by the FDA in a 2007 publication about plasmid DNA vaccines. What were those points? DNA integration could theoretically impact a human's the genes which can transform a healthy cell into a cancerous cell. Yeah. This was brought up in 2007. Next point. DNA integration may cause chromosomal instability. Gee, what is cancer? How about the third point? This is from 2007 about plasmid DNA vaccines. What's the third point? The guidance for industry discusses biodistribution of DNA vaccines and how such integration could affect unintended parts of the body, including, listen to me, people, this is going to sound familiar, the blood, the heart, the liver, the brain, the kidneys, bone marrow, ovaries, testes, lungs, draining lymph nodes, the spleen, and the site of administration, at the injection site. So basically what we're saying is what we've been telling you all along. They knew in 2007, right, that such integration could affect unintended parts of the body, including the blood, the heart, the brain, the liver, the kidneys, the bone marrow, the ovaries, the testes, the lungs, draining lymph nodes, spleen, and more. These are all things we've already seen. How many cases of myocarditis? How many cases of blood clots in the brain? How many cases of liver failure? How many cases of blood clots in the heart? Would you like me to go on? They knew this in 2007. And they started poisoning you in 2021. Actually, even earlier than that. The FDA's December 14, 2023 response was basically this. And this was to the question that this gentleman, the Surgeon General of Florida, put to the FDA. And how did they reply? It's basically this. 2007 document you cite is irrelevant because mRNA vaccines aren't DNA vaccines. Besides, it is quite implausible that the residual small DNA fragments could find their way into the nucleus and then be incorporated into the chromosomal DNA. The FDA claims to have made a thorough assessment of the entire manufacturing process and is confident in the quality, safety, and effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccines. Okay, safe and effective. And they just told you that what this Surgeon General, this doctor of the state of Florida, knows to be a fact is a bunch of crap. This is what the government told him. Okay, let's go on and figure out exactly what's going on here. The FDA sounds like a parent telling a child, don't worry, everything's going to be all right. But we are not children, and the concerns the FDA so arrogantly dismisses are valid. For example, a 2023 study of people suffering from long COVID analyzed their cellular DNA and unexpectedly found genes uniquely specific to the Pfizer COVID vaccine in their blood cells. In other words, mRNA COVID vaccines permanently integrate into the DNA of some COVID vaccinated people. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Our government just said that the doctor who is the Surgeon General of the state of Florida was absolutely wrong and probably called him an idiot in private when we know for a fact that the FDA is lying to us. But who are people going to believe? Who are people going to believe? Are they going to believe the FDA? Or are they going to believe this guy who said, yeah, we need to have an immediate stop to the administration of these shots? Okay. Yet the FDA claims to have global surveillance data on over 1 billion doses of the mRNA vaccines that have been given. They have tracking, global surveillance on over 1 billion given doses. And there is nothing to indicate harm to the genome, such as increased rates of cancer. When an ostrich buries its head in the sand, the danger isn't gone. The FDA completely ignores the millions of COVID vaccine injuries and deaths that continue to be reported around the world, and instead claims that the real danger is the ongoing proliferation of misinformation and disinformation about these vaccines, which result in vaccine hesitancy and lowers vaccine uptake. Well, I got to tell you something. If that is the truth, I would like to shake the hand of everybody who, like me, is trying to stop anybody from taking these jabs ever again. Yeah. Dr. Adapo notes, and again, the Surgeon General of Florida notes, the FDA's failure to provide data or evidence to support its claims and correctly states, if the risks of DNA integration have not been assessed for mRNA vaccines, the vaccines are not appropriate for use in human beings. Oh, gee, this is the guy who runs the healthcare system in the state of Florida. He is the state of Florida's Surgeon General. This isn't some, I don't know, crazy drunk doctor sitting, you know, someplace in the back of, you know, Arkansas somewhere, spike until you like this. No. This is the Surgeon General of the state of Florida. This is not a joke, people. This is our government doing everything they can to tell you and I it is safe to take something that will either kill you, seriously harm you for life, or make you infertile so you can no longer have children, amongst a bunch of other things. Yeah. But Dr. Paul Offit, advisor to the FDA during the COVID-19 vaccine approval process, says that the Surgeon General of Florida is wrong. In a January 5th rebuttal to, the Surgeon General of Florida, to his call for a halt to mRNA vaccination, Offit provides a stark example of propaganda. Long on claims and short on facts, Offit either ignores or denies the shocking rise in myocarditis, pericarditis, strokes, neurological injuries, rapidly progressing and or returning cancers, and lower birth rates worldwide since the rollout of the vaccines. Offit continues to call the vaccines safe and effective. What does that tell you all about Offit? Anybody who's listening to what I've been saying? So Offit continues to call the vaccines safe and effective and claims that the benefits of COVID vaccination far outweigh the risks, which is the biggest lie ever to come out of his mouth. And the thing of it is, I have been writing about Paul Offit for over 10 years. I have written at least 800 to 1,000 vaccine-related articles, done massive research, and he has been a thorn in the side of people like me for the entire time. So if this would have been an article telling you how great Paul Offit was, we wouldn't be using it. So there. And that's all you need to know. As far as Dr. Offit is concerned, he's found much like the Prime Minister of New Zealand. Yeah, Ardern, who said during the pandemic, as she enforced unprecedented and unscientific brutal COVID policies on her citizens, that they should consider the government and its mouthpieces as their single source of truth and should dismiss everything else. That, my friends, is totalitarian. What the government just told you is everybody else will lie to you. You will only get truth from us. If you listen to anybody else, you're wrong. They're wrong. This is New Zealand today, people. It's also becoming America today, isn't it? It's also becoming Australia today, isn't it? And I could go on. Yeah. But the FDA, Paul Offit, and the others whose reputations and financial benefits are intertwined in the official COVID narrative practice selective science. That is, they tell us only what they want us to hear. And they present only the data that supports their narrative, which is, in a word, propaganda. So if you've got a government that knows something is going to kill you, but's telling you it's safe and effective, if you've got something that could probably kill your children, but your government's saying, give it to them, it's safe and effective, if this is happening to you on a continuous basis via your government, yet the facts are out there everywhere showing that your government is lying to you from the get-go, then how the hell do you possibly call it anything but propaganda? And when you tell your congressman or your senator who's backing these lies up that they should be ashamed for shoveling propaganda out, do you want to bet they will come back at you like a ton of bricks explaining to you why it's not propaganda? Do me a favor. Have a way to record that, because what you're going to find out is it's a lot of angry words that mean absolutely nothing. Physicians and biochemists, Dr. Robert Malone, a pioneer in mRNA technology in the 1980s, has been an outspoken critic of the failed COVID-19 vaccines, which do not prevent infection or transmission of disease. Malone notes that Offit apparently has no detailed training in molecular virology, gene therapy technology, or genetic vaccines. Malone finds Offit's supposed debunking of the Florida Attorney General's concerns both childish and absurd, which, thank you very much, Dr. Malone. It is hard to imagine, this is Malone, it is hard to imagine that this person has ever been trusted to provide FDA or CDC advice on these mod mRNA products. So in other words, basically, what an expert on these mRNA vaccines or mRNA jabs, Malone, who helped to develop them over 25 years ago, we're telling everybody's being told they're brand new, is saying that Offit's explanation or his pushback against the the doctor from Florida, all of this is crap. What we're being told by the person who represents the FDA and the CDC, the biggest lies, and we're being told those who are doing everything they can to help us, like, yeah, the Surgeon General, we're being told they're liars. This is your government! How does this affect your children? How does this affect your wife? How does this affect your husband? How does this affect your brothers, your sisters? This is your government putting you and your family in the most dangerous positions possible and telling you it's safe and effective. And you're supposed to trust your government. Dr. Malone points out that the lipid nanoparticle delivery system new to the mRNA shots does indeed carry the DNA fragments into human cells. Oops! Retired professor of microbiology in the UK, Dr. David Livermore, notes that most DNA fragments that reach the it's cytoplasm are likely degraded. However, if some of the nanoparticles remain intact within the cytoplasm, transfection could occur. And obviously, this is something we're seeing. Take a look at the cancer rates. Dr. Malone states again, the issue is whether there is a safe threshold for DNA fragment contamination when co-delivered via self-assembling lipid nanoparticles together with modified mRNA. If so, show us the data which proves that this is a safe level of adulteration. Yeah, the Surgeon General of Florida asked the FDA to show those data, and the FDA's director, Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, Peter Marks, responded with lies, falsehood, gaslighting, and a complete failure to disclose such data, which apparently does not exist, much like the approach used by Offit. That was all from Malone. And I got to tell you something. As bad or as hard as he came down on Offit, I would have been harder. And let's go just a little bit further, okay? Dr. Offit seeks to put DNA fragments into perspective as harmless by pointing out that the trillions of bacteria living in your body also have foreign DNA. Assuming you live on this planet and you eat animals or plants on this planet, says Offit, you are ingesting foreign DNA. Offit also states that all vaccines are made in cells, and any viral vaccine that's made in cells will have residual quantities of DNA. There's no avoiding that. Ha. Dr. Livermore counters what Offit says by saying it is essentially comparing apples to oranges. Naturally, DNA is not the same thing as the fragment found in the COVID shots, Livermore states. Dr. Offit omits the point that the mRNA and any contaminating DNA from the COVID mRNA shots is contained inside lipid nanoparticles designed to cross biological membranes. These deliver their payloads into the cells. Ergo, any contaminating DNA reaching the cytoplasms, transfection is not only possible, it's a reality. So again, we've got Dr. Paul Offit telling everybody how it can't happen, why it can't happen. It's safe and effective. And this other doctor goes, where the hell did you get your license from? That's a bunch of bull crap. And guess what? He's right. Over the years, every time I have seen in an article I've written or a radio show I have done, Dr. Paul Offit pushing back against something specific, it didn't take a whole lot of research to find out this guy's got his head buried so far up his butt, he hasn't got a clue what's going on. But yet, he gets paid big bucks to tell you and I it's safe and effective. Yeah. However, Dr. Livermore believes that the COVID shots of concern are of concern for greater and more common reasons than transfection. The simpler good reasons to avoid these vaccines and to stop their use in the vast majority of people are that they simply don't provide any lasting protection. Repeated boosters may distort innate immunity so as to increase vulnerability, and most of us have achieved through infection. Gone away. the same sort of immune equilibrium we enjoy with other respiratory coronaviruses. Why take anything with some potential hazard and no lasting benefit at all? And I totally agree. You're going to tell me I have to take how many jabs? A minimum of 3 to 5 jabs of something we know is deadly or dangerous, when in fact, how many people survive the flu season without ever getting a flu shot? And that's what we're talking about here. When we hear the CEO of Moderna telling us that COVID-19 is no more dangerous unless you're over 80 years old and have several severe comorbidities than the yearly flu. But hey, take your shot anyway. Why? Because it's safe and effective. How many people have died? The continued controversy of the COVID mRNA shot centers on multiple regulatory agencies' failures to comply with long-established protections for the public. From the truncated clinical trials and the suppression of serious adverse reactions that occurred in 1 out of 800 shots given, there it is, to the concerted effort to ignore abundant proofs to massive vaccine hearts, to the dogged and incorrect claim that COVID vaccines have saved millions of lives, the public has been denied accurate information regarding COVID-19 shots since the get-go. Retired physician Steven Kritz notes that there are valid reasons why full vaccine evaluation prior to the release of and general use usually takes 5 to 10 years. Warp speed was not a miracle of modern medicine. It was a rush job to release a product that still needs years of work before being proven safe for mass administration to the population. What this doctor doesn't seem to understand is that these jabs have actually been in, or I don't know, they've been researching them for well over 10 years. Operation Warp Speed was getting something to market. It wasn't developing the mRNA jabs from the ground up. And anybody who tries to tell you these things were developed in 6 months is an idiot. They knew what they would do. They've been playing with them for over a decade. When you wish to bring the global population down, this is one of the few mechanisms that will work. And it is. And they're doing everything they can to hide the rising number of unexplained deaths globally. And they will continue to do that. Steve, anything to put in here, my friend? Because I know we're just about done. And I run off at the mouth so much, I don't ever give you a chance to talk.
Diarrhea of the mouth.
You got something for that? A vaccine?
I'm sure they do.
Okay.
No, it's been a terrible psyop for, well, I think Dr. David Martin said since 1967 or 69, one or the other, they've been working on this.
Yeah, they have. And again, like I said, for over 10 years, they've been working on an actual vaccine, what they would call a vaccine. It isn't. Anybody who believes that it's a vaccine, then everything else you ever received that was called a vaccine isn't, because they can't both be vaccines.
No.
If the vaccine you got kept you safe, kept your body from storing anything, and kept you from giving it, and the vaccine they're telling you have to take, which may kill you, doesn't do any of those. So in other words, we're not going to make you better. We're not going to keep you healthy. We're not going to keep you from shedding it, but you got to take it anyway, even if it kills you.
Nope. And they can't have both arguments.
That's it. And this is exactly where we live today. And the fact that so many Americans trust the government and the medical system today. In about 5 years, I would like to go around talking to each and every one of them and look at the shocked look on their face as they realize that the population of the planet has dropped from 8.5 billion to about 5 or 6 billion, and it's going down fast.
Uh-huh. No wonder why they're working on space travel.
Absolutely. Hey, they got to get out of here. They do, before they do. We rise up, whoever's left, and put them where they should be.
Yep.
Put them in a place where they're safe and effective to us.
Yep. All right, folks. See everyone next week.